This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Most farmers know their farmland like the back of their hand. They can tell you what field their cattle are grazing and under which tree a new mama is tending her calf. They can show you the exact spot their grandkids got their first lesson in feeding goats. They can tell you the spot where they told their father they wanted to be a farmer just like him. What they cannot tell you now is whether the ditch along the field that only has water in it after a heavy rain will be considered a water of the U.S. Many farmers' fathers farmed their land and their father before them. The family farm changes over the decades as farmers are always looking for ways to do better and protect natural resources. So farms survive for generations to come. So to say that I and many farmers were disappointed when the Environmental Protection Agency announced its plans to turn back the clock on responsible regulatory reform is an understatement. Not only are the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers repealing the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, but while they work on a new rule, they are reverting to outdated regulations that have caused decades of confusion and litigation. When the economy is struggling and the supply chain is at its breaking point, I cannot think of worse timing to create further backlogs with regulatory uncertainty and a cumbersome permitting process. Using the old significant nexus test, the federal government can now, again, extend its regulatory reach onto more private land. This test allows the federal government to make case-by-case decisions to determine if a ditch or low spot is a water of the U.S. and subject to federal regulation. Farmers and ranchers could be required to get Clean Water Act permits for simple things like plowing a field, planting their crops, or building a fence for their livestock. And if you've ever had to deal with a federal permitting process, you know the thick stack of paperwork is more than most farmers and ranchers can handle alone. We shouldn't have to hire a team of lawyers and consultants to simply plow our field. As the EPA continues to pursue a new rule to replace the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the agency must follow through on Administrator Reagan's promises to listen to America and understand how its rule will impact farms. The decision to rewrite the current rule brings uncertainty to farmers and ranchers who have been caught in the regulatory ping-pong of the past three administrations. Farmers and ranchers and all Americans need a steady definition of waters of the United States that brings clarity and certainty to clean water efforts. The EPA must recognize the burden of overreaching regulations on farmers and respect the statute by not writing the term navigable out of the Clean Water Act. This rule serves as a crucial test for Administrator Reagan as folks across the countryside watch closely, hoping he keeps his promise. The American Farm Bureau Federation will host two sessions of Women's Communications Boot Camp in Washington, D.C. in 2022. The spring boot camp will be held March 22nd through the 25th, and the fall boot camp will be held in November. To date, 223 women have graduated from this intensive training that is open to all female members interested in building skills needed to communicate about agriculture and for Farm Bureau. The application period for Spring 2022 Women's Communications Boot Camp is now open and will close at noon Eastern on Monday, January 17th. Applications will only be accepted electronically using the online application. For more information, visit the Women's Communications Boot Camp page on the AFBF website. The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has extended its modified expanded National Emergency Declaration to provide hours of service regulatory relief to commercial vehicle drivers transporting emergency relief in response to the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak. The notice extends the exemption through February 28th. The extension is limited to transportation of certain types of freights, including livestock and livestock feed, medical supplies, and equipment related to the testing, diagnosis, and treatment of COVID-19. Vaccines, constituent products, and medical supplies and equipment, including ancillary supplies and kits for the administration of vaccines related to the prevention of COVID-19, and food, paper products, and other groceries for emergency restocking of distribution centers or stores. You can find the information at the Extension and Modification of DOT Expanded Emergency Declaration for additional details. Supply chain issues have made life difficult for U.S. farmers and ranchers in rural communities. An interview explored how those supply chain issues could make the holiday season more challenging for shoppers as well. Dr. Roger Cryan, chief economist with the AFBF, explained that consumers clog supply lanes with purchases of goods rather than services. Cryan said consumers ended up buying a lot of stuff from across the Pacific Ocean, and that stuff clogged up the ships and the containers and the ports, all that overloaded supply chains. Infrastructure is getting in the way of things getting to the U.S., like machine parts and computer chips for tractor manufacturers and fertilizer for farmers. It's also causing some problems for farmers exporting as well. These issues will likely impact the holidays, but consumers can help ease some supply chain issues by shopping closer to home. General session keynote speakers slated for the 2022 American Farm Bureau Convention are sure to inspire and entertain attendees. Inspirational speaker Jim Murph Murphy, founder and chairman of Afterburner, will speak during the afternoon general session at the convention on Sunday, January 9th in Atlanta, Georgia. Comedian Jeff Allen will perform on Monday, January 10th during the convention's closing general session. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said, "We are excited to celebrate, mark our achievements, and hear from leaders who have helped strengthen agriculture at the 2022 American Farm Bureau Convention. The convention also affords us the opportunity to reflect and relax together with inspiring and humorous perspectives from keynote speakers Jim Murphy and Jeff Allen. We look forward to hearing from them." Duvall will give his annual address to Farm Bureau members during the opening general session of the convention on Sunday, January 9th. The convention will be held in person January 7th through 12th, 2022, in Atlanta, Georgia, with a virtual option for portions of the event available to those not attending in person. Illinois Farm Bureau members are invited to enroll in upcoming statewide anhydrous ammonia certified grower training sessions to fulfill state requirements on mandatory safety training. Free certified grower trainings will be offered on 9 dates in winter 2022 through a partnership with Illinois Department of Agriculture, Illinois Farm Bureau, and Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. Dates and locations are listed, and we'll be hosting upcoming sessions beginning on February 21st and running through March 14th. Training at all the locations begins at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Attendance is limited for each session, and growers may register at ilfb.org/nh3 to guarantee their seat and learn more information. Illinois growers and grower farm operators who transport or apply anhydrous ammonia or otherwise maintain anhydrous ammonia equipment are now required by state regulation to complete certified grower training. The full text of the current regulations is available at ilga.gov. Growers and grower farm operators have until April 1, 2022 to be initially certified and must participate in refresher training every 3 years. As a reminder, anhydrous ammonia certified grower training can also be fulfilled online at onenet.illinois.gov. Questions and assistance with the training content can be answered by the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-782-3817. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.